With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With a holiday getaway now underway and 55 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home, there's concern that rain and snow could make it a slow go for some travelers.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says much of the eastern half of the U.S. will see rain and then by midweek even snow, making driving difficult. And if you're flying...
One of the more notable impacts for Tuesday, especially maybe for air travel, will be winds. It will be pretty gusty. Up and down, basically from the Virginia Tidewater on north up into the interior northeast. And by Wednesday morning, we've got snow that's really starting to take shape across much of northern New England, again, staying rain along the I-95 corridor.
For those late travelers,
it should dry out by the time you get towards the second half of Wednesday.
Of course, the day before Thanksgiving can be pretty busy. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's military describes it as a very grave incident of global consequence. Backed by Iran, Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked cargo ship in the Red Sea. Also at SRNNews.com, the tributes are legion for a former First Lady who died yesterday afternoon at the age of 96.
News of Rosalynn Carter's death on Sunday afternoon came just 2 days after she entered hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. A statement from the Carter Center says the former First Lady died peacefully with family by her side. Mrs. Carter is being remembered as being a champion of mental health. She was diagnosed with dementia nearly 6 months ago. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter were married for 77 years, the longest married presidential couple in American history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Traffic flowing again on Interstate 10 in Los Angeles reopened ahead of schedule following an arson fire 9 days ago. The hunt for the arsonist goes on. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 68 points. This is SRN News. Americans are losing faith in science.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults say science has had a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 10 points from before the pandemic. It would appear that coronavirus lockdowns and conflicting advice on whether or not to wear a mask has eroded public confidence in the scientific community. The decision by the medical profession to embrace transgenderism wholesale has not helped either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine levied by the federal government over allegations that it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University, which enrolls more than 100,000 students, mostly online, says it's filing an appeal with the U.S. Education Department. If that fails, a Phoenix-based school says it is prepared to file a federal lawsuit on the matter. This is SRN News. Sometimes international diplomacy can be downright painful. Here's a case in point.
Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen has had a rather unusual encounter during an official visit to Moldova when that country's first dog bit him on the hand. Van der Bellen was meeting with Moldovan President Maia Sandu to discuss Moldova's bid to join the European Union. His hand has been bandaged, but he says he's doing fine and certainly does not blame the dog at all. Jason Walker reporting.
A faded and cracked felt hat worn by Napoleon is sold for $2.1 million at an auction in Paris, an auction of the French emperor's belongings. It was initially valued at $650,000. However, the bidding quickly skyrocketed from that initial estimate. More details at SRNNews.com.